Friday, September 30th, 2022. Heavy day at a high heart rate. Quintessential linchpin. Here we go. It's also our not for time option if you so desire. Because maybe you can move the back squat weight safely, but you're going to have to break it up a lot, and that's okay. And so allow yourself to do that. And if you go past what the goal times are, that's all right. Heavy day at a high heart rate. You didn't run the clock. You had a good time. Fitness was achieved. But if you're feeling good, you can do it for time. Here's the workout. For time or not, 400 meter run, 15 back squats at 2 1/4 for men, 155 for women, 400 meter run, 12 back squats, 400 meter run, 9 back squats. Using a rack, please. Compared to January, February, March 7th, 2022, last time we did this, I'm gonna go back into the BTWB app, check your time, should you have made a change of the loading, all that good stuff. If you can't run and you're going to do bike, ski, or row, something like that, we've got you covered with the other equipment conversions. I also included the how to approach heavy days video today, even though it's not a heavy day where it's a 7 sets of 1, you're taking rest between each. If you haven't watched that video, you probably should. It's just packed with good information. It covers warming up, choosing weights, rest periods, all that good stuff. Video today showing the back squat. On today's workout, there's no need to do it unbroken. And you can certainly say that if you pushed the pace enough on that first 400 meter run, really ran hard, then you probably wouldn't be able to do the 15 back squats unbroken, even if you could previously. So I would say if you're looking at that first set of 15 back squats and you think you can do it in 3 sets or less safely, good to go. You know your limits, and make sure you always choose an appropriately challenging loading for where you are in your fitness journey. Form and technique is paramount, and this will be a fantastic day. Super fitness robot time, 11 minutes or less. More likely time, anywhere from 11 minutes to, let's say, 16 minutes. Wildcard option, same as the workout of the day, but we're knocking down the loading a little bit. 185 for men, 135 for women. And if memory serves, I chose the wildcard option last time. Even though I've done the prescribed option several times, my body just said 185 was the right call on that day. I was not shortchanged. Fitness was achieved, so don't let your ego get in the way. It could be a great call for people. Scaled option, knocking the loading down to 155 for men, 105 for women, but you may want to scale that weight even more, and you are always authorized to do that. But for the scaled option, it's 2 minutes of jogging, walking, running, whatever you need. 2 minutes of jogging, 15 back squats. 2 minutes of jogging, 12 back squats. 2 minutes of jogging, 9 back squats. So we specifically don't set the distance that you need to cover in the 2 minutes because maybe you're still working on your cardio capacity there. Limited equipment option. Gonna be doing some dumbbell squats. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for women. 400 meter run, 35 dumbbell squats. 400 meter run, 25 dumbbell squats. 400 meter run, 15 dumbbell squats. Video showing that movement. For the limited equipment crew, 13 minutes or less is the super fitness robot. Anywhere from there to 18:30 is the more likely. The no equipment workout is a classic CrossFit workout, and you won't be shortchanged doing that. 4 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 50 air squats. Video showing that movement. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First part is an either or for the midline, either the L-sit accumulating 1 to 2 minutes, got a video showing that, or front sandbag D-ball bear hug, static hold, 3 to 5 minutes, accumulate 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the load. The other part of the optional accessory work is just 3 farmer's carries. Not maximal effort until they fall out of your hands, but 3 challenging farmer's carries. You pick the loading, you pick the distance, and resting a couple minutes between each just to build some grip strength. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling, wall stretch for the legs, and the foam roller for the back and lats. Hope you enjoyed that heavy day at a high heart rate. And I will see you back here tomorrow. I can't believe it, but it's going to be October 1st. I'll see you then.